Tonight is Monday, November 28th, and for tonight's devotional, I wanted to dig in a bit on one of Paul's teachings that I've always found fascinating. Paul is well known for his letters to the early churches, and I'm going to start off tonight with some of his verses from Paul's letter to the church at Corinth. Starting in 1 Corinthians verse 13 through 23 from the MEV, "Do you not know that those who minister unto holy things live from the things of the temple? And do you not know that those who wait at the altar partake of the altar? In the same way the Lord has ordained those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel. But I have used none of these rites, nor have I written these things that should be done to me. For it would be better for me to die than to allow anyone to make my boasting void. Though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for the requirement is laid upon me. Yes, woe unto me if I do not preach the gospel. So if I do this willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, I have been entrusted with a commission. What is my reward then? Truly, that when I preach the gospel, I may present the gospel of Christ without charge, so that I may not abuse my authority in the gospel. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I may win even more. To the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win the Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I may win those who are under the law. And to those who are outside of the law, as outside of the law, not being without God's law, but being under Christ's law, that I may win those who are outside of the law. To the weak I became as weak, that I may win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. This I do for the gospel's sake, that I may partake of it with you." Now, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:22, "I have become all things to all people, that by all means I may save some." So if this statement is taken all by itself, it may seem to imply that Paul is willing to do anything to reach the lost. It would also seem to justify Christians living worldly lifestyles as long as their goal is to save someone. Now, is this true? Should we be willing to become all things? Would a Christian be justified in doing drugs to reach people on drugs? Would a Christian be justified in using profanity and crass slang to speak to today's youth? Would a Christian be justified in dressing provocatively, because that's how people in our culture dress? Well, how about this one, which I recently heard someone pose the question? Would a Christian be justified in becoming a nudist to reach people in a nudist colony? Now, if 1 Corinthians 9:22 means that Christians can do anything if the goal is to reach the lost, then the answer to the above question would have to be yes, of course. If the answer to these questions is yes, then the Christian would find himself violating a multitude of other New Testament passages. So obviously, this passage cannot mean that there are no limits to what a Christian can do to reach the lost. As with any verse, if it doesn't make sense in the light of the rest of Scripture, the first thing to do is to look at the context. And in this case, Paul tells us exactly what he means by saying he becomes all things to all people. Here's just a few observations on this. In context, Paul is talking about Jews and Gentiles. He wrote, "To the Jews I became as a Jew in order to win the Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I may win those under the law." So for instance, even Paul knew that he was no longer restricted in his diet by the law, but he was willing to live under those dietary restrictions if it kept from offending those who still thought the Old Testament was binding. When Paul was with the Gentiles, he no longer bound the law's restrictions on himself, because he realized that he wasn't under the law of the Old Testament. "To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I may win those outside of the law." It'd be counterproductive for Paul to live as a Jew while he was with the Gentiles, because he would risk becoming like the Judaizers, who tried to bind the law on Gentile Christians. And for those not familiar with the term Judaizers, they were a faction of the Jewish Christians, both Jewish and non-Jewish origins, who regarded the Levitical law as the Old Testament, laws of the Old Testament, as still binding on all Christians. They tried to enforce Jewish circumcision upon Gentile converts in the early Christianity, and their teachings were sternly opposed by Paul. He was not a fan. Now, the best application I can think of for this is a Christian missionary going to a place which has self-imposed cultural regulations. So, for instance, if a Christian woman were to travel to the Middle East, it might be wise for her to wear something in keeping with the local customs. She knows that God has not bound her attire on her, but if she hopes to not offend these people and reach them for Christ, she should temporarily bind their laws on herself. But when she comes back to her home country, there's no reason to keep wearing that attire. The same can be said for speech. Modern English is a minefield for those trying to reach out to people different from themselves. A word can have different meanings to different people, and the words we choose to use or not use when speaking to others may be the difference between connecting with them or pushing them away. Just as Paul was willing to give up behaviors or customs in order to spread Christ's teachings, we should also be willing to speak to people in a way that connects with them and avoid divisive speech if there's an alternative way of saying the same thing. Now, number two, Paul is speaking restrictively, not permissively. Paul was saying that he is willing to deny himself, to give up his rights in order to reach the people with the gospel. In fact, his chapter is all about how Paul denies himself of his rights in order to reach people. He said in verse 12 concerning his right to financial compensation, "We have not made use of this right, but we endure anything rather than put an obstacle in the way of the gospel of Christ." And then in verse 15, "I have made no use of these rights, nor am I writing these things to secure any such provision." He even began the section on becoming all things by saying, "For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I may win more of them." Now, in context, everything Paul is saying here has to do with him restricting himself for the sake of others. When many use this passage today to justify their behavior, they use it in a permissive way, as if to say, "I'm permitted to do anything I want in order to reach the lost." And this is the exact opposite of what Paul was actually saying. He's saying, "I give up what I want and what I'm entitled to in order to reach the lost." Also, as if in direct response to how this passage could be misused, God inspired Paul to write parenthetically, "not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ." Paul is saying that even when he lives among the Gentiles, he still is bound by the New Testament law, the law of Christ. He still isn't free to do anything that the Gentiles do. And number three, Paul beats his body. Now, Paul ends the chapter by saying, "I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified." That's 1 Corinthians 9:27. Now, Paul is willing to serve anyone, but he was willing to give up his rights for the sake of the gospel. But he was not willing to give up on his salvation. Paul was concerned about everybody going to heaven, especially himself. He wrote to Timothy, "Keep a close watch on yourself and on the teaching. Persist in this, for by doing so you will save both yourself and your hearers." That's 1 Timothy 4:16. Now, there is no amount of pain Paul wasn't willing to endure for the sake of the gospel. But the hint that Paul was willing to flirt with sin in order to reach the sinful, now that's a misrepresentation of what the passage means. So in conclusion, since we know Scripture is God's word, it must never be made to contradict. If it appears Scripture is contradictory, go back and study the context. Paul would never suggest that Christians become like the sinful world in order to reach the sinful world. He was only saying that we should be willing to give up our rights to reach the sinful world. If you go to reach the Amish, give up your right to wear colorful clothes. If you go to reach people in California, give up your right to wear a Yankees cap. If you go to reach the Jews, give up your right to eat bacon. Be willing to sacrifice any and every right that you have that others may go to heaven. Also remember, we are to be distinctive, unique, and holy. Peter wrote, "Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation." We are to be salt and light. We are to be the people who expose sin and not who take part in it. And this will conclude tonight's devotional.